I did some sneaking around. Bill's message is on art and God. So I went through and I picked up a couple of things. Do you guys recognize what this may be part of? People. Does anybody out there know what those pair of hands are? The 16th chapel, yes. That there is a large painting in the church, and it's God's hand giving life to Adam. And when you guys were young, you sang a song that says, "He's got the whole world in his hands," right? Remember that song? And here is an artist's imitation of God. And there was that song was put to, it was the song put into pictures. And here's where they have, he has a little bitty baby in his hand. So you see that? You see that? So either way, regardless of what we do, art and God or science and God, everything seems to tie together. People like to separate, but it all comes together in some way or form. But here's my thing of how everything revolves around God is the circle here in this interpretation where everything revolves around him. But there is the bowl and his face is inside the circle of the wall, showing that God is the center and everything else revolves around. And then here is the one where we have his son, Jesus, and he's out in the space. Remember when Pastor April did the viewing of the stars? Well, here we are right here. God is in the stars. He's in the sky. He's everywhere you want to see. And here he is, his son, looking over the earth. And God has his way of taking science and putting it into everything that we do as well. When your puppies get sick, what do you have to do? You take them to a vet. There's a lot of science and a lot of stuff that needs to be done. We have a couple of vets here in the church. There's a science with love and God. I mean, if they didn't care for the animals, who would, right? When you can't see, you know, I'm at that point where I need some of these. Dr. Harper up there. He helps people to see. We all have this connection in helping to create and take God's likeness and what God has given us and put it out to other people. God has given us the intelligence so we can go forth and create and do things as God would have done them here on earth. So what we're going to do is say a quick prayer so you guys can go to Sunday school. Come on, Jack. You got your plane there? And it took a lot of time to create that plane, you know. Dear God, we do thank you for our minds. We thank you for filling them with your thoughts, filling them with dreams of hopes, filling them with love and grace, filling them with a vision to see beyond, but yet to pull and come together as one. As these little ones grow, fill their minds with anything and everything you have to offer them so they can see your light in everything that they see in the world today. Let them go forth and grow strong and grow stronger in you. Amen.